All right, so let's dive into this whole idea of trust-based branding, especially for small businesses.
Yeah, even with all the fancy marketing tactics out there, it's fascinating how it boils down to something so fundamental.
Right. Like we've got all this research here,
Yeah.
the 2025 Consumer Trends Report, some articles about AI, even a peek into this year's Super Bowl ads,
Yeah.
and the message is really clear.
Right.
Trust is the secret weapon.
Yeah, what's really interesting is that the report shows this growing loyalty crisis.
Okay.
Consumers are less loyal than ever. 53% say they'll reduce their spending with a company after just one bad experience.
One bad experience. That seems
Yeah.
kind of harsh.
It
I mean,
is.
nobody's perfect.
Right, that's true. But it highlights how crucial every single interaction is.
Okay.
Think of your brand as like a promise of value.
Yeah.
Every time a customer interacts with you, it's a chance to either reinforce that promise or break it.
So even small businesses, they can't afford to slip up. It's not just about getting things right once.
It's about consistency.
Yeah, it's about being reliable.
Exactly. And here's the good news.
Okay.
The report also found that even small improvements to a bad experience
Oh, interesting.
can have a huge impact on encouraging repeat purchases.
So it's almost like just getting those basic levels of trust, right,
Yeah.
is more important than like trying to
Yeah.
create some wow factor.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's those foundational levels of trust that are like the platform for everything else.
Okay, so we've got declining loyalty,
Yeah.
high expectations.
Right.
Where does trust actually fit into all of this?
Well, the 2025 report shows that 61% of consumers actually prioritize trusting a company above everything else.
Above everything.
Above everything,
What?
even price,
Okay.
when making buying decisions.
So it's not just about having the cheapest product
Yeah.
or like the flashiest marketing campaign.
Not at all. It's about building that genuine trust through consistently delivering on your brand promise
Okay.
every single time.
So how does a small business, maybe one just starting out,
Yeah.
actually do that?
Well, clear communication is key.
Right.
People need to know what to expect from you.
Yeah.
This starts with being really transparent about your values,
Okay.
your process, even your
So
limitations.
no more hiding behind vague marketing speak.
No.
No, it's about being real, being human.
Exactly. And this is where things get really interesting with this whole AI explosion
Right.
we're seeing.
AI is everywhere.
Everywhere you look.
But this year's Super Bowl ads showed us something really important.
Oh, yeah.
People are getting skeptical
They are.
of AI.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
Comfort levels are down 11% from last year.
You know what's funny? There's this disconnect between all the hype and how people actually feel.
Yeah.
One of OpenAI's ads, for example,
Okay.
tried to be funny, showing all these historical figures using their chatbot, but
Right.
it just felt really forced,
Yeah.
inauthentic to a lot of viewers.
It's like they forgot that at the end of the day,
Right.
people connect with people,
People,
not algorithms.
not algorithms.
Yeah.
And that's the takeaway for you.
Right.
If you use AI and it can be a powerful tool, be transparent about it.
Right.
Don't try to pass it off as something it's not.
Right.
Be upfront about how you're using it and, most importantly, how it benefits the customer.
So transparency builds trust.
Transparency builds trust.
Yeah.
You're building a relationship, not just executing a transaction.
Okay, so AI can be helpful,
Right.
but it has to be used ethically and transparently.
It does.
What about other marketing strategies?
Yeah.
Where do things like social media and video fit into this whole trust-based approach?
Well, one thing that really jumps out from the research is this rise of organic marketing,
Yeah.
strategies that feel more real, less like blatant
It
advertising.
makes sense.
Right.
People are bombarded with ads all the time.
All the
They
time.
can spot something fake a mile away.
Right.
Yeah.
So because of that, things like educational videos, LinkedIn newsletters,
Okay.
even using AI in a transparent way,
Right.
like custom GPTs that provide real value.
Oh, hold on. Custom GPTs is a marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah, so imagine you're a financial advisor.
Okay.
You could create a custom GPT that helps potential clients create a personalized budget.
Okay.
It's like having a mini version of you available 24/7 to answer basic questions and offer guidance.
Or if you're a dog trainer,
Right.
maybe one that gives advice for common behavioral issues.
Exactly.
You're demonstrating your expertise in a way that's accessible and helpful,
Right.
which builds trust.
Exactly. It's a way to provide value upfront.
Yeah.
And capture email leads. Mm-hmm. The key is that it's offering genuine value to the user, right, not just being a gimmick.
I see. So it's not just about using AI for the sake of it.
No.
It's about using it to deepen that relationship with the customer.
That's it.
And show them that you're the real deal.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. This is all great stuff.
Yeah.
But what if you're a solopreneur? Does this idea of trust-based branding still apply?
Yeah, this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
If you're a solopreneur, your personal brand is essentially your business brand.
So it's not just about the product or service anymore.
Right.
It's about you as a person.
Absolutely. People want to know who they're doing business with.
Right.
They want to connect with the human behind the brand.
This reminds me of Alex from that YouTube video we were talking about.
Yeah.
He ditched all the fancy editing.
Right.
And just focused on being himself.
Yeah.
Sharing his knowledge.
Yeah.
In a simple and straightforward way.
And his audience loved it.
Mm-hmm.
He went from thousands of views to millions.
Yeah.
Because people connected with his authenticity.
It's a great example of how powerful it can be to just be yourself.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it ties back to that idea of transparency and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
People can spot a fake a mile away.
Yeah.
When you're genuine, it shines through.
So I'm hearing this idea of be yourself a lot.
Yeah.
But isn't there a risk of being too personal, especially online?
Yeah, it's about finding that balance.
Okay.
Imagine you're at a networking event.
Okay.
You wouldn't launch into your deepest, darkest secrets.
Right.
But you would share your interests, experiences.
Yeah.
To find common ground.
Right. And hopefully build a connection based on shared interests and values.
That's what personal branding is all about.
Okay.
Building genuine connections that lead to trust and eventually business.
Okay. So how can you build that trust with your audience without coming across as salesy or inauthentic?
Well, one way is to think about the brands you admire, especially the ones known for their strong values.
Okay.
Like Patagonia, for example.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all about sustainability and environmental activism. And people are willing to pay a premium for their products.
Right.
Because they believe in what Patagonia stands for.
Exactly. It's not just a jacket or a backpack.
Right.
It's a statement.
Yeah.
And for a small business, this is a powerful lesson.
Right.
It's not enough to just have a great product or service.
You need to stand for something.
Right.
Something your audience cares about.
Yes. Something that goes beyond just making a profit.
It has to be authentic to you.
It does.
It can't be some marketing gimmick.
No.
People can sense that a mile away.
They can.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this all ties together.
That's all connected.
You build trust by being consistent.
Consistent.
Reliable and authentic.
Authentic.
You use AI ethically and transparently.
Right.
Focusing on providing value to the customer.
Yeah.
And if you're a solopreneur,
yeah,
you bring your whole self to the table.
Right. The whole package.
Your expertise, your passions, your story.
Exactly. And what's so fascinating is this approach not only builds trust,
yeah,
it helps you stand out.
It does.
In a crowded market.
Because in a world where everyone's vying for attention,
right,
being genuine and trustworthy is a superpower.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. And the best part is,
yeah,
it's a low-cost branding strategy.
Absolutely.
That anyone can implement. Especially small businesses.
Especially small businesses.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about brand building.
Yeah.
How do you actually make money from all of this?
Well, this is where we get into this whole discussion about brand building versus performance marketing.
Right.
There's often this false dichotomy.
Okay.
Focus on building your brand or focus on driving immediate sales.
Like they're two separate things.
Right. Like they can't coexist.
Yeah.
But research from Warars and Analytic Partners actually shows they need to work together.
Think synergy, not separation.
Synergy, that's it.
Yeah.
Strong brands naturally perform better in the long run.
Okay.
As long as they're backed up by consistent action.
So you need both a strong brand foundation.
Need both.
And smart performance tactics.
That's the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Focus on building brand equity, that intangible value that makes you stand out.
Right.
While also using performance marketing tactics wisely to reach the right audience.
Their research actually found that moving from a purely performance-driven approach to a more balanced one,
yeah,
can lead to a 90% improvement in ROI.
That's huge. That's a game changer.
So how can our listener find that balance between building a brand and actually driving sales?
Well, it's about understanding that every interaction, every piece of content, every ad,
yeah,
is a chance to build your brand.
Hmm.
It's about thinking long term,
yeah,
building relationships, and letting those results follow.
It's about playing the long game.
It is.
Which, when done right,
yeah,
leads to sustainable long-term success.
Exactly. And that's what we're all about.
Okay, so to sum up,
yeah,
trust is the foundation of a successful brand.
Especially for small businesses.
Especially for small businesses.
Yes.
It's about being consistent.
Consistent.
Reliable and authentic.
Authentic.
Using AI to enhance your customer's experience.
Enhance, not replace.
Not replace the human connection.
That's it.
And understanding that brand building and performance marketing aren't enemies.
No.
They're partners.
Right.
Working together to drive sustainable growth.
Absolutely. And this approach is accessible to everyone.
It is.
It doesn't require a massive budget or fancy technology.
Right.
It just requires a commitment to building genuine relationships and delivering real value.
Which is something any small business can do.
Absolutely. And in today's world, where customers are bombarded with choices,
right,
and skepticism,
yeah,
that's a recipe for success.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But there's still more to unpack.
Right.
We haven't talked about the specific tactics.
Oh, yeah. The tactics.
You can use to build trust and connect with your audience.
Yeah. Things like content creation, social media strategy, even how to use AI authentically.
Those are excellent points.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we'll be diving into in the next part of our deep dive.
Looking forward to it.
So stay tuned, folks. We're going to get tactical and give you actionable steps you can start using today.
Yes.
To build a brand built on trust.
Trust.
Authenticity, and of course, profitability.
Of course. Welcome back.
All right. So last time, we kind of established like why trust-based branding is so crucial these days.
Yeah.
Especially for small businesses.
Right.
We talked about that loyalty crisis.
Right, right.
How one bad experience can turn a customer away for good.
It's crazy.
And how important it is to see every interaction as like a chance to build trust.
Exactly. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty, yeah, of how to actually build that trust.
Okay.
And I think a good place to start is with content.
Right. Content is king.
Right. Everybody says that.
Everybody says that.
But it feels like,
yeah,
what makes it truly effective in building trust?
Yeah. What makes it truly effective? It's not just about like churning out as much content as possible.
No.
It's about creating content that's valuable and authentic and builds genuine connections with your audience.
Exactly. Think of it this way.
Okay.
What problems are your ideal customers facing?
Okay.
What are their pain points? And how can your expertise help them overcome those challenges?
So you're saying it's about understanding your audience.
Deeply.
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 And creating content that directly addresses their needs and their questions.
Precisely. And this is where things like educational videos, blog posts, even just social media updates,
yeah,
can be so powerful.
Right.
Remember Alex, that YouTube guy we mentioned?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He simplified his content. He focused on delivering pure value.
Yeah.
And his audience exploded.
It's like he was having a conversation with them.
Right.
Offering helpful advice and insights.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to sell them something.
That's the kind of authenticity that resonates with people.
So how can our listener figure out what kind of content their audience actually wants?
Sometimes the best way is just to ask.
Right.
Send out surveys.
Mm-mm.
Run polls on social media,
right,
engage in conversations,
yeah,
be genuinely curious about what they're interested in.
And I bet you can use your existing customer data, too, to see what's already resonating.
Absolutely. Look at your website analytics,
mm-hmm,
your social media insights,
right,
what's getting the most views,
yeah,
the most shares, the most comments.
Right.
That data can tell you a lot.
Okay, so let's say you've got some great content ideas brewing.
Okay.
Where do you share them?
That's where choosing the right platforms comes in.
Right.
And again, it goes back to understanding your audience.
Right. If they're all on LinkedIn, that's where you need to be.
Exactly. But it's not just about being present on a platform. It's
right,
about understanding how that platform works.
Okay.
And tailoring your content accordingly.
So like a long, in-depth article might do well on LinkedIn, but it wouldn't work on Instagram.
Right.
Where it's more about the visuals and short captions.
You got it.
Okay.
Each platform has its own unique vibe.
Right.
So it's about creating content that feels natural for that space.
Yeah.
You don't have to be everywhere.
Right.
Focus on the platforms where your audience is most active and engaged.
And we talked about AI as a potential tool for building trust.
Mm-hmm.
How can AI be used effectively in this content creation process?
AI can be so helpful for tasks like
content
generation, personalization,
well,
even customer service.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said before, it's all about using AI ethically and transparently.
So how do you strike that balance?
Yeah.
What are some practical ways to use AI without it feeling like a robotic takeover.
Well, you can use AI tools to help you brainstorm content ideas.
Okay.
Write social media captions, even create video scripts.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as like a helpful assistant.
Okay.
Not a replacement for your own creativity and expertise.
And we talked earlier about using custom GPTs as lead magnets.
Yeah.
It's a great example of using AI to provide value and build trust.
It is.
But how do you make sure it doesn't feel gimmicky?
The key is to focus on delivering genuine value to the user.
Yeah.
If your GPT is truly helpful and insightful and provides a positive experience, people will appreciate it.
So it's not just about slapping together some AI-generated content and calling it a day.
No.
It's about using AI thoughtfully and intentionally.
Thoughtfully.
To enhance the human element.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where AI complements your brand and strengthens that connection with your audience.
Okay, so we've got content creation,
yep,
platform strategy,
right,
ethical AI integration.
That's a lot.
Anything else our listeners should keep in mind when building trust with their audience?
One crucial element we haven't really touched on is feedback.
Oh, right. You can't just assume you're doing everything perfectly.
No.
You need to actually listen to what your audience is saying.
Be open to adjusting your approach based on that feedback.
So pay attention to surveys, social media comments, even direct messages.
Right.
Be open to hearing what your audience has to say.
And don't be afraid to ask for their input.
Right.
What kind of content do they want to see more of?
Yeah.
What are they struggling with? The more you understand their needs,
right,
the better you can serve them.
It's like a two-way conversation.
It is.
Constantly learning and evolving.
Building a brand isn't a one-way street.
Right.
It's about creating a dialogue with your audience and making them feel heard and valued.
This is all great stuff.
Yeah.
But now I'm wondering, how do you actually know if your efforts are paying off?
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure the success of your trust-building strategies?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it's something we'll definitely dive into in the final part of our deep dive.
So stay tuned, folks, because next time we're exploring how to track your progress, analyze your results, and make sure your trust-based branding strategy is working. Welcome back to our deep dive on trust-based branding.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have. We talked about why trust is so important.
Right.
Especially in today's market.
Absolutely.
And all the ways you can actually build that trust.
Yeah.
With authentic content, strategic platform choices, and even AI.
Right. Using it ethically.
In a way that strengthens that human connection.
Yeah.
But now the question is, how do we know if it's actually working?
Right. We need to measure it.
Right. At the end of the day, we want to know if these trust-building strategies are translating into, like,
tangible results.
Tangible results.
Yeah. And there are a few ways we can actually do that.
Okay.
We can start with some of those traditional metrics.
Okay. Things like website traffic.
Yeah.
Social media engagement, email open rates, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Those are really good indicators of how well your content is resonating.
Okay.
Whether people are actually engaging with your brand.
But we're talking about trust.
Right.
So we need to go deeper than just surface level numbers.
Exactly. We need to tap into the voice of the customer. Things like reviews, testimonials, even social media sentiment.
Right.
All of that gives us a much richer picture.
So we're not just looking at numbers. We're listening. We're actually listening to what people are saying about the brand.
Exactly. Are they recommending you to others?
Mm-hmm.
Are they sharing positive experiences?
Right.
That's a powerful indicator of trust.
And nowadays, there are tools, right, where you can actually analyze these conversations that are happening online.
Social media conversations.
And kind of get a sense of the overall sentiment around your brand.
It's incredible what you can learn just from listening to what's happening online.
Yeah.
It can really reveal what you're doing well and where you might have some room for improvement.
So we've got those traditional metrics.
Right.
We've got the voice of the customer.
Mm-hmm.
What about the more like intangible aspects of trust?
Right.
Like, how do you measure things like brand awareness and brand loyalty?
Those are excellent points.
Yeah.
They're harder to quantify.
Right.
But they're the holy grail of a trust-based approach.
Because a loyal customer is a customer for life.
Exactly.
And building that starts with awareness.
It does. If people know, like, and trust your brand, they're that much more likely to choose you over the competition.
Right.
It's about building that preference.
Yeah. But how do you measure brand awareness, especially as, like, a small business?
Well, You can start by tracking mentions of your brand name on social media, online publications, even casual conversations.
You could even ask, right?
Yes, you could ask, yeah.
Like run a survey.
Run surveys, absolutely.
Ask people if they've heard of your brand.
Exactly. These methods won't give you a perfect number,
right?
But they can show you if you're moving in the right direction and give you that general sense of how visible your brand is becoming.
Okay, so what about measuring brand loyalty? That seems even harder.
Yeah, one of the best indicators is repeat purchase rates.
Okay.
Are people coming back for more? Are they telling their friends and family about your brand?
That's the gold.
That's word of mouth marketing gold.
That's it. It shows they trust you enough to spend their money with you again and again.
Exactly. It speaks volumes about the quality of the experience you're delivering.
So we've got a lot of different metrics to keep an eye on.
We do.
This sounds like it could get pretty overwhelming.
It can, but don't overthink it.
Okay.
Just start by identifying the metrics that are key.
Okay.
That really align with your specific business goals.
The ones that will tell you if you're moving the needle in the right direction.
Exactly. And then set up a system for tracking those metrics regularly.
Okay.
There are a lot of tools that can help you automate this.
So you don't have to drown in spreadsheets.
No spreadsheets.
Okay. And once you have all that data, then what?
Analyze it.
Right.
Look for patterns, trends, insights.
Okay.
What's working well?
Yeah.
What could be improved?
It's all about using that data to make better decisions.
Exactly. Building trust and loyalty is an ongoing process.
Right.
It's about constantly learning and evolving.
And being willing to change course based on what the data is telling you.
Couldn't have said it better myself. In today's world, that ability to adapt is crucial.
So to wrap up this deep dive, we've gone from understanding the power of trust.
The power of trust.
In today's market, to learning the tactics for building it and measuring its impact.
It's been a journey.
It has. We've explored how important authenticity is.
Absolutely.
Consistency.
Yes.
And delivering those exceptional customer experiences.
The whole package.
Yeah. And even how using tools like AI
ethically
can enhance those experiences.
Oh, sure.
But trust-based branding, it's more than just a strategy.
It's a philosophy.
It's a philosophy.
Yeah.
It's about building those genuine relationships with your customers, really serving their needs, and constantly striving to exceed expectations.
And when you do that,
yeah,
the results speak for themselves.
Increased loyalty.
Stronger relationships.
A brand that people genuinely admire and respect.
You got it.
It's an investment that pays off in so many ways.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive on trust-based branding.
Remember, trust is the ultimate currency in today's world.
It is, and building it is one of the best investments you can make in your business.
Absolutely. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.